Talia, Reese, and Julia do it so well. Shows and tell.
Welcome to Shows and Tell. I'm Reese.
I'm Talia.
I'm Juge.
And oh, what's this? Do we have three little guests? I think so. I don't know. I'm pretty sure a certain producer of the pod used that adjective.
I actually love when Reese calls me the producer, but you could instead say executive producer and creator and creative director.
Gotcha. All at the same time. Do I have to use those titles every time?
Yeah, I would like all three actually every single time.
So next time I go to your apartment. Next time I go to your apartment, they'll be like, "Oh, my friends will be like, oh, where are you going?" I'll be like, "Oh, you know, the executive producer, showrunner." Yes, but would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Go, ladies. You got it.
Yeah. My name is Emmy. I'm one of the interns for the Shows and Tell pod. I do most of the video editing. So if you see like the TikToks and the reels and stuff, the clips from the show, that's me. So that's what I do. And it's awesome. So
yay.
My name is Kennedy. And I am very excited to be here on Shows and Tell. I actually really love the show. And I'm glad that I'm able to be on the Disney Channel episode, like about Zach and Cody, because I have my own podcast about Disney Channel. So this is like right up my alley. All the comments that are Shows and Tell related is mostly done by me. Started a fight on a Stranger Things caption.
We did have some fights. I think we had a few fights.
And, you know, unintentionally, but yeah. I mean, it's a good time. So,
no, any tension is good attention.
Yeah, but it's a good time. I love this podcast. It's really fun. And all three of you guys' energy is really nice. So, glad to be here.
Thank you. That's sweet.
Guys, do you think I'm the personality hire of the group? Sorry to interrupt.
Definitely not the looks hire.
Rude. Okay, I definitely am not here for my TV knowledge.
I'm joking.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Rachel.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I'm one of the interns as well. I do a lot of the graphics that you see on Instagram, and I've been listening to Shows and Tell Pod since it first aired, knowing Talia before.
Yes! Shout out Kim Monroe, RIP.
Yeah. And I've been really enjoying interning for them this summer, getting really great hands-on experience.
All right. Well, that's our episode.
Rachel was my camper, guys, for 4 years?
Yeah, four years.
4 years. Oh, my God. So much. Sweet.
Rachel, we'll have to discuss.
Discuss what? How I was a camp icon? Please. Yeah, discuss it, Reese. I'm sure.
Well, that's our episode. Let's do the character comparison. Okay. I'm Kennedy. Actually, Rachel, we do have to discuss. I want to find out some fun tea about Camp Talia.
I'll have to spill it all.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, cool. Wait, this is actually really exciting. I was not anticipating this, but
you guys can do a separate episode.
Yeah. I'm going to start a separate podcast.
Rachel and Reese unpack Talia's 10 summers.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel and Reese unpack the tea, and we could do, and then in parentheses, Alia.
You guys are just talking about me, so, like, I'm, like, good with this, like.
Yeah, I kind of don't like how the attention's not on me, honestly, so let's switch the topic.
Shut that mouth, Juge.
You know I can't do that.
I also love how Julia's name on this podcast is Juge. Like, I was talking about Julia at work, and I was like, oh, my friend that I do the podcast with, Julia, and she goes, please, Juge? I know, Juge. Like, and I was like, I mean, yeah, like, Juge.
I mean, most people do call me that.
I know, it's the best.
I wish I had a nickname.
You don't. Just freaking a guy with a movie camera. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I didn't choose that knowing everything was taken, and I decided to make fun of a 1920s German film.
I saw it for film analysis.
Yeah, Man with the Movie Camera. It's a wonderful film. No, it's actually terrible. Okay, let's get into the episode. Sweet Life is Zach and Cody. So, just to start out, I will say this was not my favorite show as a kid, but is one of, like, the really important ones. Like, I was always, like, very much a Drake and Josh guy, but Zach and Cody, for some reason, has always just been such an entertaining thing for me. Like, I'll always go back to it. Like, it was never my favorite, even as a kid. But I've always loved it. And for some reason, I feel like it's just kind of stayed in the cultural, like, zeitgeist, in that both, like, a lot of the cast is still relevant. The show is often referenced. And the specific episode that I chose to discuss today is an actual Halloween favorite of mine. And because we're actually, right now, we are exactly halfway to Halloween in the year. I made that up.
We're definitely not.
Literally, it's like a couple months away. Like,
no, we're doing an early spooky season thing. But yeah, that's why I chose this episode, because this episode's iconic, as is the show. But yeah, the show is still really relevant. What is everyone else's, I guess, familiarity and background with it?
Okay, first of all, I want to start off by saying, Reese, I really appreciate that you didn't say this was your favorite show, because every episode we get on here, I'm like, this was my favorite show as a kid. I know that your favorite shows are Avatar and SpongeBob. Would you say that as a child?
Yeah, no. But I think my favorite shows have, like, transition, like SpongeBob when I was like really young, and then Avatar when I was like 8 to 10, and then I think, like, and then after that you could, like, find, like, the years that I had a favorite, but this was never my number one, but this was always on the periphery for something I loved.
Okay, amazing. I think, if you guys will allow me to begin, like, I do think this was my favorite show as a kid.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Like, I definitely was, and I find this kind of embarrassing, but I was, like, Disney over Nickelodeon. And I think, like, of any show, I did like Suite Life the best. And it's because I had the hots for, and this is shocking information, actually, because, you know, obviously, like, everyone was either, like, a Cody girl or a Zach girl. Like, that's just obviously how you began your life.
Were you a Mr. Mosby girl?
I was an Esteban girl.
No, you weren't.
I'm joking. Wait. No, but, like, wouldn't you guys expect me to be a Zach girl, knowing who I am today in this day and age?
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if you said Cody.
I was a Cody girl.
I see that for you.
No, yeah. I get it. It's because he's different. Oh, he's God. Not like he's not like other guys.
Wait, you think I'm a Zach or Cody girl?
Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this was when I was a kid, so I was still sweet and innocent, and I wasn't, like, as damaged. So that's really good for me. And, like, I really so I think I watched it because I had the hots for Cody, so that was fun for me to watch. Similar to, like, obviously when you watch any show now, you, like, find who you love. And one specific thing, like, I remember having a play date with my neighbor, and during the day we had a Suite Life themed, like, day, and we made, like, Cody cookies. And I don't remember what else pertained to the theme, like, what else we did, but, like, our whole day and, like, activities, obviously we watched the show, but we made Cody cookies because I loved him.
It's disgusting
and it's really so lovely, I think, to think back on. I loved Suite Life, loved it,
great show.
Yeah, only positive memories. My mom hated it, obviously, but I think that the writing, and we can talk about this whole thing, but, like, I just think the writing on Disney was better than it is now. But yeah, I'm curious.
I thought you were gonna say the Nick. The writing is definitely, and we're going to discuss this, the fall from the Disney TV renaissance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We'll get into, just you wait. We're going to get into the Disney Channel games.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the original Multiverse of Madness, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Okay, Juju.
Okay. I also loved the show as a kid. I think I was more of a Nick girl than Disney, but I was pretty into Disney, too. I will say, though, like, looking back, I think the shows on Disney that I liked more were more of, like, the female-centered shows, like Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place. Those were probably my two main ones on Disney. But why are you laughing?
Yeah, like, all of the shit, too. Yeah, all of them were my... But yeah, no, I get that.
What do you mean? It's normal to have two favorites.
Yeah, but I also think, like, Disney tended to... actually, that's not true. Never mind.
Were you going
to
say that they gendered their shows?
I was going to say that, like, most of their, I feel like a lot of their shows were like the female protagonist,
mm-hmm.
but like they had like, even Stevens was kind of everyone that like Shia yeah. LaBeouf we think of, but no, Phil of the Future was obviously Phil. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody was guys, but like everything else I feel like was pretty like female, like protagonist centered.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just mentioned a lot. I feel like it was pretty split down the middle.
Because and Corey in the House, which yeah. is a that's a Raven spinoff. But
yeah. Oh, I love Raven. But yeah, so I definitely loved Zach and Cody. Like that was up there in one of my in my top Disney shows. I wouldn't say I think Hannah Montana was my favorite, but I did love it. I think I liked Zach more than Cody, but I also did think Cody was
cool. Julia, we were like different types from the start. I love that for us.
I know, we always
never
are
on a boy.
I've always liked troublemaking men. I don't know why, but but anyway, can you tell I'm not sure. having a, can you guys tell that I'm having like a not hot girl summer? Like it's like literally the opposite for me. Anyway,
you're the hottest girl in the summer.
We'll get into it later, but no, I love the show, and I also did watch On Deck, but at that point I was kind of getting over the whole like Disney Channel experience.
I definitely watched On Deck. Anyway, I was like, Bailey doesn't deserve Cody.
Yeah. Anyway, I am really excited to talk about the show because watching the episode back that we watched for today, I thought it was really funny. Like it the humor maintained well throughout the years, and I still mm-hmm. am a huge fan of Dylan and Cole Sprouse. Like I keep up with their lives
totally
generally. So I think this is a really good choice.
You know what lines I really liked?
Which ones?
I really liked the jokes about like, oh, I can basically, it was like they were in the hotel room and the spooky hotel room, and Cody got really scared. So Zach was like, oh, like you should have seen your face. Oh, I can actually show you what your face looked like. And then like made the same face. And I was like, that joke has layers. Like it's because they have the same face because they're identical twins. Or fraternal.
I was gonna say they're not identical.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. They're fraternal.
Yeah, they definitely got more different looking as they got older.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But
yeah.
I will say, also, I didn't remember them being like that young.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were babies. But
yeah, you just referred to them as men. I was gonna say they're 11.
Like, okay, you know what I mean.
What are you talking about?
You know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, but she was 8, so they were men.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, I'm excited, Reese, that you're doing this episode because I feel like excited. You haven't done like a kids show in a while or ever.
Reese doesn't do light shows.
Yeah,
he Reese's doesn't. Shows are heavy in weight.
Yeah. So I think this is a good change of pace.
I'm a very lighthearted person.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Squidward.
Yes.
Squidward. I was just going to say that.
Everybody's an idiot except for me.
Okay. You ready to take us through? I'm like so hyped. Like, let's learn some shit.
All right. So to start out, where should I start? Let's start with the twin phase, because I was curious if I wanted to start with production, but I think what Zach and Cody kind of hit like the nail on the head with was for some reason, twins were just like a very big focus of the early 2000s. I don't know why.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Parent
Mary
Trap.
Mary-Kate and Ashley. Parent Trap, Tien, Tamara, like, it's, for some reason, like, kids were just, like, obsessed with the idea of twins. I feel like that obsession has kind of subsided a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think Zach and Cody happened at the perfect time where twin mania was at its peak. But yes, to get into, like, the actual, like, production of the show, the actual creation of the show started 20 years before it happened. The two producers who ended up making the show were working on something else called Silver Spoons and had the idea to have twins live in a hotel together. So they waited 20 years for the right twins to come along.
No, they didn't.
Well, no, not like it was just always on the back burner. It wasn't like, but yes. But then, of course, our favorites, Zach and Cody, they eventually landed on them. So Dylan and Cole Sprouse, they had been like entertainment children. I feel like a lot of people first saw them after Zach and Cody, when they like grew up and started watching the show Friends, playing Ross's son. Well, Ross's son, they both played because twins can do that. And then also, as Kennedy rightly put, they were in an Adam Sandler movie as well. This was kind of their big break. And it was also kind of a big break for a lot of different like people who are still super relevant. Yeah. Like Ashley Tisdale was doing this at the peak of her career during High School Musical.
Never forget the crossover episodes too.
And when they told Maddie she couldn't play fucking Sharpay because she didn't look enough like her.
So I was going to do that episode because that for me was like, that was really smart humor at a time when I feel like kid shows especially were catered to like dumb children.
It's like smart. Yeah,
but it was very fun, and I remember watching with a friend, and they were like genuinely upset because they were like, "But she's so good." And I was like, "Fucking idiot!" Like I even knew then. I was like, "This kid is so dumb. Like, how do you not understand the joke? It's meta."
And they were like, "So meta."
They were like, "What?" I've always been cranky. But yeah,
I already know who you are in the character comparison.
No shit.
I'm curious you're gonna say, because I was actually
kind of two that
I have two actually two.
Well, I wasn't sure you were gonna say, but yes, just to go into like the actual creation of the show, it aired from 2005 to 2008, and then its follow-up show, which I did not watch, Sweet Life on Deck, aired from 2008 to 2011. So they had like a solid 6-7 year run in TV, and both shows, I think, were super relevant, and I thought it was really smart that they, like, the shows kind of grew up with the audience. I kind of trailed off at that point. I don't know if you guys watched On Deck.
Can I say that going and watching and seeing on Disney Plus that there were only 3 seasons, I was shocked. Because, like, yeah. I feel like I watched that show all through elementary school. Yeah, and like for like 6 years, you know what I mean? And just because we were so young, it like felt like such a big, such a big chunk of our lives at the time.
Yes, but like also I think it's just TV has changed where there's 87 episodes of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, not On Deck, of just
Cody. I saw that they were like 30 episodes a season.
So like, although Stranger Things, for example, like they don't have nearly as many episodes, it feels as though that has just been following us for the past like 6 years,
right?
Because they like really, I think we should go back to the 20 something episode format. It's very fun.
So
the show was filmed from 2005 to 2008, and basically the premise, which I think anyone listening to this episode will know, is pretty simple. It's just two twins living with their mom in a Boston hotel.
It's so random.
That's literally it. That is, and it's like, it's that, and then hijinks ensues.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the episodes revolve around them being twins or like swapping places or what I like to call the odd couple phenomena, where it's like one of them is super clean and neat and by the books, and the other one is dirty and a rule breaker. And that's pretty much just like the basis for every single episode. But because both kids were actually decent actors and they had such like a really strong supporting cast, it didn't really get old. Like watching back old episodes.
The supporting characters were like really strong.
No, yeah. Exactly. Like they, and we'll get into this, that like they could have had their own things. But yeah, everyone was like really freaking solid in their performances. And it's something that I really like. And I don't think all kid shows do, but like every single person involved really committed to the bit. Like, what's her name? Oh, Kim Rhodes, who plays their mom, Carrie Martin.
Yeah, the mom is funny.
She was hysterical. And like her just like random obsession with George Clooney is just something that like,
I forgot about that.
Just, no, exactly. It's just something that kind of stuck with me, where all these characters were kind of well thought out for a kid show.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising looking back on. But yeah,
I feel like the whole like Maddie and London was like a commentary on like social class.
Yes. They, I mean, like they had the episode where they switched places and one of them had money and one of them doesn't. And yes, but that like all the supporting characters, all the supporting characters were awesome. And like even just like the plot of like, wait, was it Zach as obsessed with Maddie?
Hey, sweet thing.
It's, oh, Jesus. Can we? Okay, timestamp. Timestamp is 22 minutes 30 seconds. We're gonna edit that out.
I'm setting that as my ringtone.
I am not.
Me but specifically yeah. saying sweet thing? Like, hey, too?
Yeah.
Me,
sweet yes, thing. Yes, yes. I hate
I'm
that.
Just going to start texting that to guys when I text them.
I think you should.
I already called guys kings, so.
Yeah. No, that's different. King is nice. If someone ever referred to me as a sweet thing.
You'd like, Reese. Hey, you'd like it.
I know.
You liked that one time.
Sorry. I know.
Disgusting.
Wait, to derail us for legit 1 second, because I don't think I'm usually the one that derails us. Been watching Love Island UK, and you know how they sit down and they're like trying to like chat someone up, and they're like, what's your type? Like, I feel like nobody yeah. in America is like, what's your type?
Yeah.
So I think on my next dates, I'm going to start asking type. That's it.
Yeah.
I just want someone that's tall.
Yeah.
Dark and handsome.
Handsome.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting across from like a blonde 5'5".
No, or when they say, I don't really have a type. I just go for personality.
Yeah. I just back to
okay. I completely forgot to tell you guys. I met someone who was on Love Island.
No, you didn't.
I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
But like, because she was British, and I was like, oh, I don't really know anything about British people. I had to like watch an episode of Love Island, and she was like, oh my gosh, I was on that. And I was
Reese,
like,
you have that,
to yeah, you have to find out who.
Like,
yeah,
it's really important.
Yeah, and then I did my impression. You I was did. Like, did she I was like, it? Yeah, she thought it was really good because like, it's not my type on paper. Yeah, so I kind of just wanted here to go, like, all of us, all six of us, to go around and say, not for character comparison, but just who our favorite character was.
Okay. Mine was Cody. Like, that's because I was always a thirsty girl, so.
Hey,
sorry.
Probably Mr. Mosby.
Amazing.
I was also a Mr. Mosby guy.
Really? Wouldn't have pegged you for one.
I always liked Mr. Mosby more than Esteban for some reason. I don't know.
Is also, it M or
M or London?
No, I did, guys. Prindle. I love London.
I every time I'm in a car, I think of the Prindle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But also mm-hmm. playing stupid is not easy, and she did it so well. Just a testament to yes. Brenda Song as an actress. Yeah. But yes,
love London.
Please.
Probably tie between London and Mr. Mosby for my favorite character.
Yeah. Ladies, do you want to share with us favorite characters?
I'll go first. Okay. First of all, this whole conversation is killing me because, like, this is the best conversation I've ever had all week. But my favorite is, oh my God, I love them all. But I must say, I love Mr. Mosby, but I must say either London or Carrie.
Amazing. Carrie is a putting respect on Carrie's name. I like respect
wait,
that.
Do we know where the dad is? Because at one point in the show, she mentioned in-laws.
No, I'm pretty sure he comes in for like an episode, and I'm pretty sure he's like that's a rock and roller.
Yeah.
The dad is like in and out. He's in an episode in season 2 called Dad's Back, and then he's like in the Christmas episode. But yeah, he's like in the graduation. He's like in the graduation episode in like season 3, but like he pops in and out, but yeah, he's a rock star, so it's kind of funny that both of their parents are singers, but Zach and Cody are not, so I just think that's really right. funny.
No, thank you for that info.
Yes, oh, also wanted to add that Carrie was like early childhood crush.
Whoa.
Oh
yeah,
usually I'm like really good at your
I was gonna say I thought you would have a crush on Maddie. Let's be real.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Okay, so I was going to ask who you guys thought I was more of, like, a Maddie or a London, but
I was going to say Maddie. I already had it in my head. I thought you were – I literally thought Maddie.
No.
Me too.
Wow.
No. No. Wrong. Wrong. love Brenda Song. It's not like – it was not, like, a London thing, but it was more just, like, Brenda Song.
Did you like her?
She is very pretty.
Did you enjoy her in New Girl? She was pretty hot in New Girl.
Yes.
Wait, you know she's married to Miley Cyrus's brother.
I thought she was married to Macaulay Culkin.
She's married to Macaulay Culkin, yes.
Wait. Oh, wait, no. She used to date Miley Cyrus's brother, who's the lead singer of Metro Station.
Fake news. Oh, Metro Station. Shake It. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They used to date.
No way. Okay.
Yeah, they did.
Wait, are Brenda Song and Macaulay Culkin married?
They are married and have a whole child.
Fuck.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Shit. Are they happily married?
They are happily married with their happy child.
Fuck. Okay. All right. We could keep moving on. Who are your guys' favorites?
Oh gosh, I was also like a Cody girl. I yeah, absolutely.
That's my girl.
Okay, but I was 5 when On Deck aired.
So, oh, wow. Yeah. So on deck,
she's was a baby.
Margaret. I'm a little baby. So on deck. Was Margaret. So I remember really liking Bailey and Cody, and like,
oh my god,
oh my god, I can't.
Dynamic.
I can't with what's her name? Who's the actress that played Ryan?
Yeah,
I can't with her.
Yeah, that was bad. But I really liked her because she, you know, she had like that not like other girls thing going on.
Yes,
right.
She was like, yeah, she was. It was like the elementary version of like Cody's like the smart, and she's the she's. You know, this, yeah, not like other girls type. Also, Cody, I think Cody got more handsome on deck.
Yes,
like he was,
yes.
At that point, Cody he was like, game. Yeah.
He was getting all the chicks. but like, didn't like she get into like Harvard and he got into Yale or something? They were like some sort of like a.
It's such bullshit. Nerds. But yeah, also.
He's like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. Also, Bailey, haven't, because Bailey is my middle name. Fun fact.
Yeah, but Reese has two girl names.
Exactly, Reese and Bailey. And
when they went to summer camp, they thought he was a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, the first camp I went to, I was put in a girl's bunk just because on paper they were like, oh, Reese Bailey Feldman, it's right. Probably a girl. And I was like, you fucking idiots.
When were you two talking about that without me?
Oh, probably coffee yesterday or... Oh. Moving on.
Last time I checked.
Yeah. Rachel, who's your favorite?
I'd probably also have to say Cody. I think he was just so I feel like he's like in I watched their like through both Suite Life and On Deck, and I feel like in to Suite Life he was like the awkwardness was just hysterical. And then I thought that like he like got like funnier and like more like humor that was like actually funny that they put in On Deck than like just his awkwardness. Gotcha. But still I was a fan of the relationship with Bailey. I thought it was, I personally, not a popular opinion, but I liked On Deck more because I like
the generation below us.
It's your generation.
Oh, no anyone... Rachel, I was gonna say, I thank you for sharing your wrong opinion, but no, I get it. And it's really funny because I felt like as a kid I always thought like that girls liked Zach just because like that was how even in the show like it was very much like a
well, Zach got all like, the girls in the show.
Yeah, but also I feel like that happens in a lot of TV shows where it's like in the show like
Drake and okay, Josh.
to go back to Friends, like everyone was like Joey, but I feel like outside people are like Chandler's kind of cute like early seasons, but
yeah
I guess I'm the only one on here who was a Zach girly.
Zach too.
No, you're a Zach girly that. Okay, yeah. I'm a Zach girlies.
And then going back to just one other thing which I wanted to ask related to the premise, do you think it would be cool to be like a kid growing up in a hotel, or does that kind of
no
okay suck? I actually have and, something like, interesting to say about this.
Okay. All right.
She always does, doesn't she?
Yeah. Okay. So... I'm going to quickly get my answer so that you guys
can. Go ahead.
As a kid, I thought it would be awesome. Like, and I think even as an adult, I still think it's awesome, but I think it'd be. No, I'm saying it'd be cool. I think it's cool. Never mind. I'm sticking with cool.
Okay.
Especially the Tipton. They probably had a pool, a workout room. Like, it was probably super fun. Like, room service. That's my thing. And they had a good suite. Like, it was an actual living.
Yeah, wait, how did they afford that? I guess the dad being wrong.
They didn't have to pay for it because Carrie said.
Carrie works there.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, but now, everyone take it away.
Okay, so growing up, from when I was, like, 5 to when I was 14, so as I was watching the show, I lived in a high-rise apartment building, and in my town where I grew up, that wasn't that common. Like, most of my friends lived in houses or townhouses. So, like, when my friends would come over to my apartment, they'd be like, oh my god, you live in a hotel. And all my friends at school thought I lived in a hotel. Like, everyone would be like, oh my god, I can't wait to go to Julia's hotel. Like, so cool. Like, so growing up, like, I thought I lived in a hotel because I didn't know anyone else that lived in, like, it was like a big, like, high-rise building. I lived on the 16th floor. there was a big lobby. Like, it was pretty hotel-like. It wasn't anything that fancy, but, like, it was very unusual. But, yeah, I do think it would be very cool to live in an actual hotel, though. Like, I love hotels in general. I'm – fuck Airbnb. I'm hotels till the day I die.
Yeah. Do you think living in a hotel is cool?
My answer is just, like, no. Like, my answer is kind of just no. I just think, what? Like, it would be, like
– Who doesn't think living in a hotel is cool?
I just don't think that's, like, how you, like, want to, like – grow up as a kid. Like, I just don't think it's, like, homey enough. I guess they really made it a home, but my answer is just no. I'm also in the mood to be controversial.
Wait, it, like, looked so fun. Like, they knew all the staff. Like, they had so many friends in the building. They had so much opportunity for...
Do I have to limit my answer to, like, my whole childhood, or can I just say, like, a year? No, I lived in one place my whole childhood, and I really liked it. So I'm keeping my view.
I'm sticking to hotel.
Yeah, so let the record state, Talia would take New Jersey over a hotel.
Okay, and I won't have any slander, and we can come back to the New Jersey conversation, and I'll fight to the death every single time.
You would take the state of New Jersey over a Tipton hotel. A Tipton hotel.
The Garden State, yes, I would.
That's insane.
Yes. Okay. In Boston?
Yeah, in Boston.
No.
Okay, Kennedy, Emmy, Rachel, thoughts?
I feel like I would want to live in the Tipton. Like what you were saying about knowing the staff, and then you could, like, pull pranks on people and there's a ghost. Like, I mean, I just think the Tipton is the place to be. Now, if it's, like, a random, like, Comfort Inn or, like, a Holiday Inn, I don't think so.
Yeah, but, disgusting. Like, disgusting. But, like, yeah, no.
Right, but, like, the Tipton?
It's giving New Jersey.
But the Tipton? No, sign me up. It's kind of like, I think, to me, growing up, the Tipton felt like the PCA effect of Zoe 101, where you just wanted to you know, like, you just wanted to be there. And I think that's the thing about the Tipton. I just, yeah, and I would totally work at the candy counter so I can have that iconic outfit.
Oh, fuck, yes, I forgot. I completely forgot. Like, not that I forgot, but, like, it's so low-key that Maddie is just, like, working at the candy counter. Also, yeah. I did love, what's her face? The one that's, like, super upset that works at the candy counter.
Oh, my God. I forgot her name. You know, yeah, her name. When I was always crying.
Yeah, she was always crying.
Oh, Maleficent. Millicent. Millicent. Millicent.
With the black hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got it. But yeah.
Wow. That was going to really bother me if I did not get that right. That was going to...
Yeah, I'm so happy that you did.
Me too, because that was stressing me out.
I might have to agree with Talia.
Queen.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I remember distinctly going to a hotel and riding on the luggage cart just like they did in the title sequence of Zack and Cody, and then, like, falling and getting in trouble. And I think that just, like, totally tainted the whole experience for me. I'm like, I never want to do this again. and I guess I would never want to live in a hotel. There is something, or, like, it doesn't feel like a home. Like, I don't know. I feel like
it's fair
to, like, mm-hmm. play in, or, and, like, your friends are like Mr. Mosby. He's like, you know, like, any other, like, children friends, right?
Like, yes, I think that's the other thing is, like, I guess they went to school. Did they show them at school a lot?
Remember they had, like, that one friend that had red hair.
Wasn't his name Bob?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Bob.
Childhood name Bob.
Yeah. And then they had Allison Stoner as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before her Camp Rock. Before her. What is it? The Camp Rock thing that she did. The.
She's really good.
Icon Allison Stoner.
Yeah, I met her at VidCon.
Really?
I met her in LA when I was, like, 12. So
I was already heard about that in the podcast before, Julia.
Yeah, I know.
Did you dance with her?
Yes.
Shows and Tell drinking game. Take a shot every time Julia mentions that she did. Dance class,
the Phineas and Ferb thing, where Dr. Evenshwert's like, I'd only have two nickels, but that's a surprising amount.
And Ashley Tisdale was in Phineas and Ferb. She plays Candace, right?
Yes. Okay. Rachel.
I'd probably have to say that I would say I was very heart set on my answer that I would want to live in a hotel. And then Emmy was saying about the whole, like, but you don't have, like, a backyard, and you don't have, like, the same, like, see, I see both sides. I feel like for the actual living situation of, like, where you live, I'd say that I'd prefer a house. Because even finishing my first year of college, like being in like a dorm where it's like a more limited space, obviously like their area was more than a dorm, but it still was like, it was a suite. It wasn't the same thing as like having a house, even if there's just three people living in it. But I feel like the camaraderie of everybody in the hotel was what I also see. Because while I had like growing up, while I have like family friends in the same town or friends, whatever, I was never, my family was never like a super like neighborly, yes, but not like heading over to the neighbor's house versus like how they have it. And like everyone's right there and they know so many people and like they had people their own age and stuff, but also like different. I feel like I see both sides. As far as the camaraderie, I see that as far as like the neighborly stuff. But then as far as like the actual living situation, I probably want like a house.
Okay. So, no. I see the camaraderie sides. Is another thing. But like think about like you get fresh towels every day. Someone does your laundry for you.
I think when you live in a hotel for that long, they don't do that.
No, they stop. They do. Okay. to move along, I'm just going to rush us through some things. Just some fun facts. Suite Life of Zack and Cody, an Emmy-nominated show. They got some
no
Emmy.
No fucking
way. They got some Emmy nominations as like a kid's show, like Achievement in Children's Television. But the Emmy nomination that I'm most excited about, which I don't know if you guys have known about, but there's like an Emmy for choreography, and the episode where they do the Tipton commercial, where like the welcome to the Tipton.
No, they don't.
That got nominated for an Emmy for best choreography. Yes, it did. It did. You could look it up. It did.
I can't.
So yes, whoever like did that like amazing like.
I mean, that deserves an Emmy.
No, it's serious. It's like really cool. I don't know what beat it. I did not. I was upset to see that it lost. So I was like, I don't know. It's probably some like adult show, but like looking back, it definitely deserved it.
Oh my god! You know, it was another iconic musical number. And Rachel, I hope Rachel will remember why this is an important floss. Thing to me. You guys remember the floss
if song? I don't yeah. have floss. Yeah, no, of course.
Reese, just to give you like a small snippet of Talia.
This is a small snippet of Talia.
Her and her a small snippet that we haven't been back to camp in 3-4 summers, unfortunately. But I remember this every summer, Talia and like her friends, like the ones that she's still close with, would all get up on stage at this talent show and they would
perform hundreds of people here and floss
in front of hundreds of people year after year
and sing and dance to floss. I got beef between
every year.
Why do I not remember the song?
Oh, no, I remember. It was the episode where they're like doing the tryouts. Also, Emmy, thank you for the quick look up. High School Musical winning best choreography does make sense. That checks out. That's just one of those things where it's like Cabaret losing to The Godfather for best picture. It's like they're both the same year. Someone had to win.
That's true.
Yeah, might be dating myself with that. But but yeah, to go through some more just like quick fun facts about the show before we talk about the actual Halloween episode real quick, and then just like some little other tidbits I had. There was a spinoff planned that was actually shot. There was a pilot episode for a show called Arwen.
No. Arwen's so irrelevant.
And want to hear the best thing? Like the second lead would have been Selena Gomez. So like had Arwen like taken off, she might not have had Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh my god,
that is crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, think about all the things after the fact. Like, if she doesn't have Wizards, she doesn't date Justin Bieber, she's not in Only Murders in This Building. Like, so it's such a weird ripple effect, which I thought was very interesting. Like, yes, she probably would have ended up getting some other vehicle, but it might not have been Wizards. Who knows?
Wow.
Agreed.
But yes. Last thing I want to talk about before we go into the episode was just the renaissance of Disney TV. Like I said, this aired from 2005 to 2008, which was also the same time that Phil of the Future was airing, Hannah Montana was airing, mm-hmm. Wizards of Waverly Place was airing, and That's So Raven was airing. Mm-hmm. They were all, like, they all came out at different times, but they all overlapped for certain years. So
That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana.
Exactly. Oh, where it's just, like, we're just having, like, all of these, like, this amazing confluence of, like, these super formative, like amazing TV, like kids TV shows. And I I don't know if it's like an age thing, but like I couldn't even tell you kids TV shows from Disney after. Like there was a Zendaya one.
Okay, that kind of briefly overlapped with our childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But yeah. There's something that there is, and then like Good Luck Charlie, and these just it wasn't the same caliber. It just wasn't as good.
Like I feel like Jesse was like the last one I heard about.
Oh, Jesse. Yeah, that's the hotel one.
Yeah, which not as good as this hotel.
Nanny. Not hotel. I don't even know, but yes. But I was what I wrote down is to remind myself was by 2010 they had fallen off. Like that was the peak when we had what's it called the Disney Channel games, where it was like you would bring together all of the Disney stars and they would just put them in like red, green, blue, and yellow, and they would have to compete. And they were like kind of competing in character, like they never but it was just such a good time, and I don't think there has been something like that since. Like it felt like the first time, like there was a cohesive universe.
Yes.
Like Nickelodeon tried it sometimes with like Timmy Turner, like Fairly Odd Parents and Jimmy Neutron, but like this felt like the Marvelification, like before Marvel was a thing.
Yeah, I feel like the only thing that could compare from Nickelodeon is I feel like sometimes in iCarly, or like maybe it was in Drake and Josh or iCarly,
those were Dan Schneider shows, and it's like that wasn't a Nickelodeon thing, that was a Dan Schneider thing. That's whereas true. Like this was like Disney in its early stages, like starting to understand the idea that people love crossovers.
Yeah.
So not saying
the psychology of that, like why do we like it? Because it's like familiar maybe, and
I mean it, I don't know the psychology because it's like
that's what I'm just interested in, Reese. I'm trying to analyze it in my head now.
Okay. All right, but yeah, so I'm not saying that this was the first domino which knocked over all the dominoes for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but I'm also not saying that it isn't.
Interesting.
So yeah, it was just a golden age. But now to get into the actual episode, I chose this episode because this was my favorite as a kid, and it also scared me as a kid.
Yes.
Just a quick yes or no, just going around the circle. Did this scare you as a child? I will start. It did. It genuinely scared me.
Yes. Like, severely. Yes.
100% yes. Still kind of low-key scary, even though I know what's going to happen, but still kind of low-key scary.
Yes. Like, 100% yes. I was also incredibly scared of like everything as a child. I was one of those kids. I'm a little
confused. Great. I'm so happy we're all in agreement. Guys, everyone said yes.
Okay. So I'm happy that we were all traumatized. And watching this back, it was pretty weird because like it's so not scary. Yeah, but it's
not scary at all.
Aggressively unscary.
Like a Party City spider comes down. Like my ribs. And it's just like it's not scary at all. But
it was
so
weird.
Can I say what I think it was?
Uncanny.
The like trapped aspect of
it. Yeah, the possession.
Like Zach was like trying to escape and they wouldn't let him. And that was a theme of a fear of mine as a child, like not being able to leave a place if you wanted to leave a place.
Oh, that's not what
that's
I meant.
That's what I didn't like.
I was scared of mirrors as a child. I still am. I hate seeing myself. But like, no, it's the idea that like looking into a mirror and there's someone behind you, or there's someone else there.
Yeah.
Horrifying. Like, absolutely terrifying. And also, another fun fact that I had written down was that this, like, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody was aired internationally. This episode was not allowed to be aired in Poland because of its themes.
No, so, guys, the scariest part of the episode was when Esteban was possessed by the ghost.
There is no reason for Esteban to act his heart out. When he does, like, when he is possessed, like, I felt, I got really scared as a kid. Like, he starts, like, shaking. No, that was horrifying. And, like, watching it back, it's funny. But also, he, like, fully committed to the role. And, like, really gave an Emmy-worthy performance as Esteban. It's like, I hate pizza. It's, like, terrifying. But, yes.
And I feel like this episode is what made Esteban iconic also.
Yes. It's like what a lot of, I feel like, references like after the fact come from. But this episode for me, like, is such a staple in like Halloween time, like activity. Like, I feel like I watch it every year in October.
Do you still?
Yeah, no, I watch it, I think, every, like, I have my Halloween staples, and this is, it's like 20-something, it's like 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah, oh my god, I mean.
Yeah, I was so short.
That's what I'm saying, you just quickly throw it on during, like, a lunch meal, and it's like,
no, I literally ate it in dinner, and I was done.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, this episode for me was, it's the best example of how good this show was, but also just how effective Halloween specials were. And mm-hmm. I'd like to do something just on, like, Halloween specials.
We should do what we did for holiday specials.
We should do what we did for, yeah.
Yes, would love to do really that. Should. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of get your guys' thoughts on the episodes, on the episode and whatnot.
I mean, I thought the episode was awesome. I definitely think that, like, when I think of it, I think of this episode, and you know what else I think of that I really liked as a kid? The one where there's the French girl and the boys fight over, right? They fight over her.
I, like, vaguely remember that.
And she's like, Je suis désolée. And he's like, désolée, the most beautiful name, but Je suis désolée is like, I'm sorry. No one
vaguely remember the French girl, but I don't remember that line at all.
Reese? Yeah, that's like a top five worst episode for me.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, Kennedy knows. Reese, do you?
I vaguely remember. I mean, it's not what's it called? The Halloween special, like.
No, but I definitely liked. I definitely preferred, like, That's So Sweet Life and the Hannah Montana. Also, let's talk about the High School Musical episode. When was Zac Efron on the High School Musical episode, or was he on a different episode?
He was on an episode called Odd Couples.
Yeah,
where him and Ashley Tisdale kiss.
Yeah, that sexual tension kiss with him and Ashley Tisdale was one of the craziest things I've ever seen on children's television.
I know.
They were like freaking enemies to lovers out here in the middle of an art gallery, like. So I think this episode I liked, but I have other Sweet Life ones that were my favorite, to answer the question. Julia, was this one of your faves?
Yeah, definitely one of the first ones I would think of now. I think just because I was so scared of it, it sticks out the most in my memory. Other than that, the Prindle episode, yeah, the Welcome to the Tipton song episode, those were really the ones. Also, like, I weirdly remember this one episode where there was, like, a talent show. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. That was
Flawless.
Oh, bitch. Okay.
I got beef to my teeth.
Okay, got it. Okay, I see. No, definitely a good episode. And I also love Halloween. What, my favorite holiday. Everyone knows that. Good episode. I wouldn't say I definitely did not rewatch it, though, until now.
This is my favorite episode. I think it's a... It's iconic. You even have, like, Muriel. Like, Muriel has, like, some really good lines. And it's just, like, you get everyone doing their part.
Yeah.
Like, you have, like, the little thing of Mr. Mosby with his afro. And, like, it's just, there's a lesson taught. Like, it's so nice. And the twist ending where they go back to get, what is it, the blankie or whatever. Or they go back to get, and then the ghost is actually there. I still get the chills. It is so scary.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Sorry, this is off topic, but am I making this up? Or was there an episode where Zach and Maddie kissed?
Yes.
I feel like there was.
Which I don't love.
Wait, how old was Maddie supposed to be? Like, probably
like 16.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little weird. Sorry, just had to throw that out there as we're talking about our favorite episodes. Should we character compare?
Yeah.
Are you done, King?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Okay, should I just say what we're all thinking?
Yeah. Well, Reese? Yeah. Yeah. Let's do the three of us. Let's do
it. Okay. Reese is a mix of Cody and Mr. Mosby.
Mm-hmm. On the nose.
Let me explain why. Reese would definitely not want kids running around in his lobby.
No, kids don't belong in the fucking lobby. You get them out of there. That's insane. And first off, they shouldn't be in the lobby. And second, if they're gonna be in the lobby, if they're running, I put them on a fucking leash. No, thank you.
And Yeah. So, and then you're also like a little bit Cody because I feel like you're just like, you're a little
a square.
Nerdy. Yeah. It's the same thing we said for SpongeBob and that you're a little bit of a square. You're a little anal, not anal, but like paranoid.
Did you have Blinky as a kid?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
I did. But like, I think I'm particular.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And then I think, do you agree with that, Reese?
Yeah, that checks out.
And then I think Julia and I have pretty obvious ones. Jude, you want to go?
I'm Zach and you're Cody?
No. Well, no, but like, I think like I'm Maddie and you're London.
Oh.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yes. I don't think I'm 100% London.
I don't think I'm 100% Maddie.
Yeah, I think
like if we were gonna choose.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that. I am a material girl, as we could say about London.
Material girl, gosh, no.
I bet myself $100 million that Reese would do that, and I just want. Yeah, I just want $100 million.
Tell us about the podcast.
Material girl, gosh, Chanel Labus as well.
Good job.
I'm done.
But yeah, definitely I feel Maddie because Maddie just wants everyone to stop messing the fuck around. Let's get serious. And that's how I feel every time we record this podcast. Let's get down to it.
That's true.
Gotta make that cash. Gotta get in, get out.
That's true.
And
boys love Maddie.
And I'm a sweet thing.
True.
And I'm having a hot girl summer and I'm a sweet thing. That's it.
That's true. I agree with that. I don't know if I'm 100% London. I feel like...
No, I think you and I are both 85-15 splits.
Yes, I agree.
Oh. The last thing I wanted to bring up for just, like, fun fact is just London Tipton being just a direct knockoff of Paris Hilton.
I just like, didn't even need to mention that.
No. Everyone knows, but, like, it's still so funny that, like, they did that.
I know.
It's amazing.
I wonder if Paris ever commented on it. Probably not. Because I feel like she's too old to watch the show.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think.
She definitely knew.
What would my fake thing be? Like,
what do you mean?
Like Ross Feldstein or something.
Yeah. Like if you were like a hotel like heir?
Yeah.
Like in like the multiverse?
Yeah. In the multiverse of Reese-ness, yeah. The multi-Reese of... Multiverse.
Oh my god, it took Paris Hilton 12 years to realize Disney based a character off of her.
Yes. Yeah,
that checks out. Oh my
god.
I really liked this one. What a different vibe Reese brought to the table than usual.
I know, I love the lightheartedness.
Yeah. No, next time I'm going to be covering something super dark.
Well, last time you said you would be doing a Holocaust documentary, so are we revisiting that idea, or...
Wait, should I actually do the 10-part, like, 20-something-hour series Shoah?
No.
I mean, if you want to.
I guess I'm not allowed to, like, tell you what shows you can't do, because then I would have vetoed Mandalorian.
I mean, you are the executive producer.
If anything, if you were to say no...
That would be anti-Semitic.
That'd be anti-Semitic. Just putting it out there. But no. Next episode, I'm coming back with some heat. Coming back with something super, like maybe some more cannibals. I don't know. Right? There's going to be death. Okay. There's going to be death.
Definitely death. Definitely darkness.
Aren't I next?
No, I'm next. And we did Bachelor. It's Bachelor.
Oh, remember? Yes. Yes. But I know which one I want to record next. Actually, I have two options.
Should we talk about, does anyone have any? And I think everyone, the S&T team, summer 2022 should go around and say one singular grievance.
Oh, I have so many.
No, you can just have one.
Please.
Anybody want to be brave and start?
It's so hot outside. Like, it's so muggy. Fuck that. I hate sweating.
That's okay. It's really hot. We're all suffering. Okay. Mine. Ready. plain Wi-Fi. It's a scam.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. And it doesn't work, and then it also allows people to think that you're available. I don't want to be... I'm on a plane. I don't want to be reachable. while I'm in the air. And the fact that I have to buy Wi-Fi that doesn't work.
That is crazy. And
insanity.
The thing is, though, Reese, I kind of just think you could be like, there was no the Wi-Fi on the plane. Like, don't try me.
No. It
I do think that you're just, this is also a conversation of you not setting a boundary. That's my opinion.
I need to start yelling at people.
Yeah, bring out your Mr. Mosby. No freaking running in my lobby. No freaking emailing me while I'm on a plane to wherever you go next. London, Paris, France.
Can I share one more grievance?
Sure.
My grievance is with a specific person. I was going down an escalator at the airport. I just gotten off a flight. 6 hours I was in the air, surrounded by people. Terrible. I'm down the escalator going to baggage claim. Out of nowhere, I hear someone shout, "Look out." Mm-hmm. Tumbling down the escalator is someone's carry-on. A hard shell carry-on. It clips me in the back of the leg. My knees buckle and I fall over to the side.
No, what do you mean? Oh.
He fell.
No, not like fell forward, but like fell to the side. Like I had to catch myself. So without turning around, because I knew this person was going to apologize like an idiot, I pick up the bag and place it nicely. They're like, "Are you okay?" I without looking, I go. I did not want to have a conversation because then they would ask me, "Are you okay? Is everything all right?" And then I have to be like, "Yes, it's fine. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about it." Didn't want to have that interaction.
Can I be honest about this scenario?
Yes.
You know I would drop my bag on the escalator.
Yes. And I was not in the mood to deal with someone who had dropped their bag and hit me.
The stories that Reese turned around and I had dropped a hard shell carry on him.
It could have been you and I wouldn't know because I didn't turn around. I did not want to talk to them. Yeah. That's my grievance. Idiot.
Okay.
Talia, do you have a grievance?
I'm gonna go feral, I swear to God.
I think my grievance, just because we're having a nice little episode of Talia talking about camp and reliving her glory days, like my grievance is my goddamn camp closed. Like, it's so like fuck everyone. And if my camp closed, everyone's camp should have closed. Like, fuck these people who are our age that get to go back to camp and go to visiting day and have like a weekend at camp and then get drunk at camp and have fun and blah freaking blah. Like, my camp is a wasteland now, and I have lovely friends, but we want to go visit camp and guess what, it doesn't exist, and that's really shitty and it's not fair.
Talia, if you had one wish and your wish was to go, like, was for your camp to reopen, mm-hmm. I would use my one wish to close it again.
See, like, this is why, like, I will never truly love you.
And then I would wish for it to reopen.
I would use all three of my genie wishes to close your camp. No, I would use my three genie wishes to reopen your camp.
That this was the quintessential, like, me talking about my camp closing, Reese saying he'd use a genie wish to close it, Julia being like, "I would use mine to reopen it." We can end the podcast. We actually don't ever need to make any more episodes because that is like the most quintessential we'll ever get.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't even use my third wish. I'd be like, "Oh, this is too good. You're free, genie."
So fucking. I'd use my third wish to free the genie. Actually, I'm building on your joke. I would take that back.
Yeah, I was going to say, get your own joke.
The conclusion is that I'm the nicest one here.
Well, I definitely think that you're the... Actually, I'm probably the nicest of the three of us.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it could be me.
No, definitely not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Do you guys have any grievances?
I'll probably have to piggyback on Talia.
Queen.
Camp closed. Being that, aside from us unpacking Talia's experience in this episode, aside from that, and the Reese and Rachel special that's coming soon, aside from that, I was literally just talking about camp today with my family, because Talia knows my dad went to that camp also. So it's like that camp comes up in conversation on a weekly basis, even after like 4 years since closing. So we were just talking because today my brother, who now unfortunately goes to a different camp because he was young when it closed, unfortunately goes to a different camp since it closed, and his visiting day was like virtual today. So it was like virtual for COVID. So we were talking today and he's like, I'm so bored here and we don't have nothing to do. I'm not going to say the camp because I don't want to start any drama outside the comment section.
What happened to?
Always say that I would give my left arm for camp to reopen 1000%.
My girl.
Using my third wish to take your right arm. No arms, no camp.
Kemi and Emity, I was just gonna say. That's just what I was gonna say. Emmy, want to take it away? Sure. What's your grievance? Talia and Rachel's camp is closed.
Yeah, that's really hit home. It's okay. Streaming services are just becoming cable, and it's pissing me off. It makes me so angry that streaming services, I want to watch all these different shows and they're all on different streaming services. So I have to subscribe to a bunch of different streaming services and it adds up to just be what cable is. And now they're doing like, and I personally like it when they release like one episode at a time, because then I feel like it adds like the culture of like what TV should be and people are talking about it and whatever. But then it's like, now you're just cable. If you're releasing one episode a week and it's on all these different platforms, it's just...
And you're introducing a commercial model where it's like, it's all, we've come so far that we've regressed. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, actually, let's go back.
Do you feel, Reese, like it was better at, like cable was better than streaming?
So... I think what I loved so much about cable was the fact that, like, I think a lot of times now audiences dictate what gets made and also what gets renewed, where it's like shows won't be renewed for a second season if people aren't watching, whereas cable, like, they would have their shows that they would, like, go for their awards for and they would, like, invest in, and, like, there was something nice about the separation between audience and the people making it. And like, yes, it's really cool that like people can engage in a new way that we've never been able to do before. But there's something I think very nice about the fact that studios used to decide what we got to watch, which is like, yes, problematic depending on who's running the studios. If it's just a bunch of like old white dudes, like, yeah, that's not good. But I think we're in a place today where that model could be really good just based on like the way that the space is changing. But yeah, I won't because we could have an episode on this and I'll get serious, but like, that's my,
I think the biggest pro for streaming services is the freedom for companies to do what they want, for shows to do what they want, right? Like when Game of Thrones first started, it was a huge phenomenon. They were able to like show what they were able to show, and I think that it gives creators so much more free reign, and I feel like you generally get a better quality of show because they don't have to watch what they do in the same way. But now it's just getting stupid and it's pissing me off, but that's my grievance.
I agree.
I have a less serious one, but that is related to streaming services. Why is Love Island UK 2 weeks behind on Hulu?
Shut the fuck up. I don't want to talk about this.
That's all I have to say. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, Kennedy, you're ending us here.
The financial aid office at my college.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They need to be stopped. The campus as a whole needs to be stopped, and I am just triggered. I had an appointment to talk to someone from financial aid because my bill is all kinds of jacked up and it's their fault, not mine. And mm-hmm. I set a schedule at like midnight. I stayed up and for 1 p.m. Then I scheduled another one for 1:45 p.m. and no one showed up. And I was like, are you kidding? So then I called the financial aid office that I've been calling every single day, and they just like, or multiple times in one day, and I have to like call them back, like have a callback number, and I'm like, I can't with this place. I was like, this place is just I I don't know what's going on with this school. I don't understand. Like, we have a Tony winner that's at, he's in my class. And you mean to tell me that this is how we are treated? I just, the financial aid office just needs to implode because
college administrators,
all of them, and the and they're rude. I was the kindest, nicest soul to this lady, and she was the devil to me. I was like, are you kidding me? As I'm paying for this. But on another thing about my grievance is, why do I have to pay $450 something for an athletic fee that I'm not going to use? Where's the fine arts fee? I'm just saying, that is like the thing that's been triggering me this whole week, because I looked at my bill and every time I see athletic fee, I'm like, why? I'm not going to a football game. I can promise you that. I'm not going to. Well, you might go. I know I'm not going. So no. So that I messed my whole week up. But this made my week better talking about Disney Channel. But school, I hate it. I have one more year left. So thank God.
Yeah, get out of there.
I know.
The amount of times I wasn't able to register for classes for whatever dumb reason. No, we live in a society.
Stresses me out, man.
Thank you guys so much, because you guys were our first Shows and Tell guests, which is like super exciting. And I'm really hoping that we are embarking on an era of guests, which is sick. So thank you. And thank you guys for all the work that you've done this summer with us. It's been awesome. And that's all I have. And tune in next week for The Bachelor.
Wait, we're covering The Bachelor?
We already recorded the episode, Reese.
I was going to say.
He forgot. He's like, I have to go through this nightmare again.
When the fuck did we do The Bachelor?
Reese, do you want to close us out? We did it like a month ago.
Oh, okay. Wait, yeah. Cooper, stop attacking.
Do you want to close us out with a song, Reese?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome to the Tips and where everything is sweet.
Lower, so we'll fade out.
Yeah. I say you a treat. Next time, stay at the Tipton.
Tipton, fun you are. I like involuntary harmonies with Reese.
Our timing is off. It messes. I'm done. I don't want to.
Okay, bye.
Bye.